Fandom. With your host, Jesse Lawson.
What up, y'all? Welcome to the first episode of Wrestling Fandom Podcast. My name's Jesse Lawson, or as I was known in the ring as Jesse Madman Manson. This is the first podcast. It's going to be a little rocky, sorry to say. Still trying to figure all this out as we go along. But the main reason why I want to do this show is to let people know how professional wrestling has touched and changed so many people's lives in this world. It really has for me. Honestly, it's probably one of the reasons I'm still around and still here today, thankfully. For my love of the business and the performers and everything in it, it's been the one thing I can always rely on in my life. The one constant, I should say. That it may have changed throughout the years, but, you know, it's been the one thing that has never changed. If that makes sense to anyone else. But, the first podcast, I'm just going to give out my story. Or I should say stories, just to kind of give you a bit of what it's going to be like on this podcast. I started watching wrestling that I know of a week after I was born. The February 23rd, 1990 edition of Saturday Night's Main Event on NBC, which it wasn't even a Saturday Night's Main Event. It was one of their Friday night specials that they just called the Main Event. I only know this from talking to my mom when I was younger, growing up. She told me she didn't think she would ever forget that moment. She would tell me that story so often when she would have a moment thinking of my dad. As the story goes, my dad sat in his chair with me cuddled up in his arms to watch the rematch of WrestleMania 5. The rematch was Hulk Hogan versus Randy Savage, which originally was supposed to be special guest refereed by Mike Tyson. But a couple weeks before, in Tokyo, he got knocked out by Buster Douglas. So it was Buster Douglas in the show as the special guest referee. As I grew up and rewatched the show, especially thanks to the, you know, WWE Network and YouTube. You know, it's funny to know that there was only two matches on that card. And the Hogan Savage match and Ultimate Warrior taking on Dino Bravo. So the very first show I ever watched had arguably three of the biggest names in pro wrestling of all time. That's one thing that I could chalk up to the wrestling bug's first bite, I guess you could say. Didn't really sink in, but I would say it bit me that day, only a week old. But, you know, after that it was on like Donkey Kong. I watched wrestling anytime I could. The weekends with WWF Mania, WCW Saturday Night, Action Zone, Main Event. Global on ESPN every day. I remember growing up watching Global and just calling it Body Slam because being a child, I had no idea what that was, what company names were. But can't forget Monday Night Raw. I still remember watching, trying to find WWF Superstars. in syndication. I was lucky enough one time to find it on Fox 28 here locally. My earliest memories that I can really remember of professional wrestling, like vivid memories, was WrestleMania 9. Going to my cousin's house and just sitting down on the floor with my two cousins, and they might remember it a little different, but all I remember is none of us ever moved. We were so enthralled by WrestleMania 9 as kids that we couldn't peel our eyes away. You know, and I have to say that was safe to say that that was probably when the bug didn't just bite, but buried itself into me like a tick. And I've been able to get it out of my system since, and I'm thankful for that. You know, I have so many memories of watching wrestling with my parents. Both my parents have passed on. It's another reason pro wrestling means so much to me, is it was a bond I had with my parents. You know, when my dad passed away, my mother got out of being a wrestling fan. It was one of those things that connected her with my dad. And once he was gone, that feeling was gone for her. But, you know, I still remember all the times of watching pay-per-views with my parents, you know, having pay-per-view parties with my parents and my aunt and her kids. WrestleMania 12, I remember being the only one in the house rooting for Bret Hart and being so mad when Gorilla Monsoon called sudden death and Bret lost. Man, I remember being so hurt. You know, like, my parents were wrestling fans from way before I was born. I used to hear my mom tell me stories about their adventures, you know, to the Spokane Coliseum and to Laser Quest, which at the time was the armory, and they held a lot of shows there, a lot of them. Looking at pictures that my mom took, you know, seeing those as a child, it was like, yeah, this is my family. I love wrestling. My family loves wrestling. This is what we do. And still to this day, I feel the same way. You know, my mother and father were lucky. I wished I was born, you know, 10 years earlier. But my parents weren't even together 10 years earlier. But, you know, my parents were able to see some of the greatest workers of all time. You know, Ric Flair, the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Four Horsemen, Randy Savage, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, Roddy Piper, and so much more. Here in town, as they came like every other month during the big national expansion. Nowadays, we get them maybe once a year, once every couple of years, which is nice, but oh man, it would have been so nice back then. But there was always a story my mom would tell me about a show that she actually took my Uncle Fred to. My mom and dad took my Uncle Fred to. A little bit of backstory on my uncle. He was always one of those people that would always badmouth wrestling, calling it fake, calling it, you know, a waste of time to watch it, and all this and that. Still not too sure how my mom talked my uncle into going, but she would tell me that my uncle was not really caring or enjoying the show. But when it came time for Andre the Giant's match, and he came walking down the aisle, and my uncle seen him, my mom said it was like a little kid staring at a really tall person for the first time in their life. And a little bit more backstory. My Uncle Fred was a big dude. Real big dude. He was at least 6'3", 330. Like, he was a big dude. And when he seen Andre the Giant, he turned into a little child. And my mom said she would never forget that moment the rest of her life. See her big brother look at somebody else like he was a child. You know, another one of my favorite stories from my mom from back in the day was the time my dad had a little too much to drink and broke his arm at the show. That sucks, but at the same time, it was my mom and dad's first time backstage. Because luckily, my dad had too much to drink. Slipped on the wet concrete Coliseum floor and broke his arm. But luckily enough, our family doctor was the doctor on staff that night and took him in the back, wrapped him up, and sent him out to the hospital. You know, so many different stories. Just like the time my mom's favorite tag team came to town. My mom absolutely loved Jumpin' Jim Brunzel and B. Brian Blair, the Killer Bees. Absolutely loved them. Loved them so much as a tag team. As I grew up being such a Heart Foundation fan. Brett and Jim, Brett and Jim, Brett and Jim. My mom would always be like, yeah, but they weren't never as good as the Killer Bees. Always. But one time they were coming to town in September of 87 for a WWF house show. And my mom won tickets and backstage passes off the radio. And when she found out that the Killer Bees were coming to town, my mom made it up in her mind that she was going to get them Spokane souvenirs. So she went out and bought those little souvenir spins that you can get in town with the, you know, the city's name on it for them. And when the time came that she ran into him backstage that night, she was so excited and didn't even care about anyone else around her, to the point to where when my mom and dad wanted... Well, really, when my mom wanted the picture with them, holding up their spoons and everything, my mom turns around and made little Coco Beware take the photo. And that photo I looked at for so many hours growing up as a kid. You know, so many hours. Another funny story about that show is... my mom and dad, they were, you know, at the end of their little tour of the backstage or whatever have you that they call it. They came across Rick Rude on their way out. And according to my mom, Rick Rude was a damn good name for him because... he was just a rude person. She said, he made a rude comment to my mom as she walked by. And my mom was walking in front of my dad. And when my dad heard the comment, my dad threw a beer in Rick's face as the escort security, they had, laughed as they were shown back in the arena. You know, speaking of that, I guess that kind of goes into my first live show experience. I really don't remember it very much. I was only two. But my mom had broke her back from being a nurse, and she was laid up in the hospital after breaking her back, listening to the radio. And somehow, some way, that woman was able to get more tickets off the radio. But since, you know, she had her broken her back and was laid up in the hospital, she wasn't able to go. So that was my first chance ever of getting a ticket to a wrestling show. And I went to my first show on June 14th, 1992, just after turning 2 years old. That show actually had quite a bit of a good card. Tito Santana defeated Barry Horowitz. Pat yourself on the back. This would have been a barn burner. Nails versus Virgil. Okay, that's a joke. It probably would have been the bathroom break. The deepest match of the 2008 era. Davey Boy Smith beat Repo Man. Tatanka took on Rick Martel. Earthquake beat IRS. The Undertaker beat the Berserker. And in the main event was Ric Flair versus Randy Savage for the WWF Championship, a rematch from WrestleMania 8. And originally Ric Flair won the match, but in good old Dusty fashion, they did a Dusty finish and reversed it back to Savage. That was the beginning of my live events. Been to so many since then. Still remember the house show in 96, right after WrestleMania 12. I remember being on the guardrail with my cousins, and I'll never forget Vader powdering out of the ring, coming back down the aisle like as if he was leaving, picked up a chair and threw it and hit the guardrail where we were all standing. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget my cousin's face when Shawn Michaels walked back up the ramp aisle and he rubbed his chest. My cousin was only, I'd say, probably 13, maybe. And I just remember the look on her face and my cousin and my other cousin April just going wild, like, "You did it!" And, you know, live events are always more exciting adventures in pro wrestling. I mean, that atmosphere, you know, at a live show, you can't beat it. It just, there's something there. And I've known plenty of people that weren't really wrestling fans. They were casual fans, but after their first show, their first live show, I should say, they were like, "No, I'm a straight up wrestling fan." You know, and I'm sorry, guys. I got to take this down a little bit. And this is where I start talking about how professional wrestling has personally touched my life, and how certain wrestlers have personally touched my life. In 1997. When I was 7 years old, I lost my dad in a very, very tragic way. To where I was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. And the only thing that, even at 7 years old, being scared, not knowing what my brain was doing, the one thing that brought me comfort was professional wrestling. It's the one connection still to this day that I have with my dad, since I didn't get to know him very well. That was the time that my favorite of all time, Bret Hart, you know, I looked to him as my male role model in life, and I'm glad I did, because, you know, fighting with depression and suicidal thoughts at a very young age, and he taught me never give up. Dust yourself off and keep going, because that's what the hitman did every single night. And I'm very appreciative of that, that Bret had that positive effect on me. Hell, the whole Hart family. I'm very grateful for my cousin April that took me a few years ago to go meet Bret for the first time ever, and I'm very thankful I was able to tell him how much he helped me during the first real tragic time in my life, and still to this day, I want to say thanks, Bret. Thanks, Davey. Thanks, Owen. Thanks, Jim. And thanks, Brian. You guys helped me a lot. And then, first few months after my dad died, speaking of that time, you know, the whole Canada versus U.S. feud storyline with Bret Hart, I remember people taking that so serious. I probably only think it was that serious because at the time I was a kid, and us kids, you know, when you're 6, 7 years old, you think it's all real, you know? And I remember being the only kid ever wearing Bret Hart gear in school, in elementary school. Everyone else wearing Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And during that whole Canada versus U.S., I remember kids picking on me and calling me very dirty names and spitting on me, and just because I was a Bret Hart fan. And, you know, being a kid, you don't really understand, you know, what, you know, older kids understand. And, you know, that stuff really hurt and really stuck with me. And honestly, that's probably why I've always been a Bret Hart fan. I have never really been a Stone Cold fan or a Shawn Michaels fan. And that's probably why. But, you know, the Hart family, those are my end-all be-alls. You know, everybody's got, you know, there's four people that everybody considers the greatest of all time. You're either a Bret Hart fan, Ric Flair fan, Hulk Hogan fan, or a Shawn Michaels fan. Those are the four names you hear the most. Just for all around. Biggest stars in the business. And that's not to discredit anybody like Randy Savage or anybody on that caliber. Sorry. Sorry, Warrior fans, but I cannot put Warrior on that list. Personally. You know, this business has brought a lot of positivity to people. Like I said, you know, it helped me during a very tough time in my early life. It's literally helped me every time I've had a tough time in my life, and I'm so grateful for this business. You know, I'm so grateful for this business that I continue to love it. All of it. Wrestling's the greatest thing on this earth. It brings every race, every creed, every religion, every sexual orientation, all that together. It is probably the one true, neutral thing in this world we have. Whether you want to admit it or not, it's the only place in the world where everybody is accepted, legitimately. And I love that, especially in 2019, where everybody's hating on each other in this world. At least we got professional wrestling to show us that this world was and is built on a melting pot of everything. It doesn't matter what it is. Like Dusty Rhodes used to say, his fans were white, black, yellow, red, blue, and purple. It didn't matter. And that's the God-honest truth about professional wrestling. And I absolutely love this fan base. Us wrestling fans are the most passionate fans in the world. Whether it's for old-timers, whether it's for the new guys coming up, it doesn't matter. We are the most passionate fans in the world, and don't let anybody tell you any different, because you can see it. Nobody gets upset about a bad call in the NFL as much as us wrestling fans get upset about the things that go on in pro wrestling. Don't get me wrong, I see it on Sundays, you know, oh, that's a bad call, blah, 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 on social media. But when you have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, making each pro wrestling show, major pro wrestling show, whether it be WWE, All Elite, Ring of Honor, any of these major promotions that are out here now, when they have a show and they are legitimately the number one worldwide trend on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, people may say things about pro wrestling, but pro wrestling is the biggest thing in this world, and it's proven every time. You know, with this podcast, I know it's a little bit of rambling. I apologize. Like I said, this is my first one. I'm trying to work out the kinks. It'll get better as we go. But with this podcast, I can't wait to hear your guys' stories. I can't wait to hear how pro wrestling has touched your lives. The matches that made you get goosebumps, like Bret Hart versus Owen Hart in WrestleMania 10, gave me goosebumps. I want to hear those stories, but I don't want to read them. I want you to tell me them, and I want you to tell the world them. I want to hear the positive times pro wrestling has had in your life. I want to hear the negative times pro wrestling has had in your life. I just love pro wrestling, and I know all of you do too. So, in the coming weeks, we'll be popping out more of these. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. You know, don't forget to check out all the Washington promotions. I'm going to constantly promote all of the promotions here in Washington. You know, locally we got Cascade Championship Wrestling. They're gaining ground. Keep up the good work. Got SAPW coming here in October. You know, we got Defy, we got Northwest Pro, New Japan's coming to town for the first time ever. We got 3-2-1 Battle that over in Seattle that is just kicking ass and taking names. And there are so many promotions in Washington right now that I absolutely love it. Because a few years ago, everybody used to say, this is Washington is where pro wrestling comes to die. And now pro wrestling is becoming one of the biggest things in Washington. And I'm so proud to see that. I am so thankful to put one little point of a percent of effort and help into that. Very proud of that, and I'm very proud of what I've done in this city and to see people carrying it on and doing it awesomely. So, in closing, I'd like to say thank you again for tuning in, and I want to hear your guys' thoughts, hear your guys' comments. Let me know how I can make this podcast better, how I can make it more enjoyable for you. I want to hear your questions. I want to hear your comments. I want to hear your critiques, your reviews, all of that. Because, you know, in 2019, a lot of people can't handle constructive criticism. But you know what? I want to hear it. You know, it's the only way I'm going to get this podcast better and make it more enjoyable for you. So, for Wrestling Fandom Podcast, I'm Jesse Lawson. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode. I will talk to y'all later. Thank you.
It's Wrestling Fandom. With your host, Jesse Lawson.